Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Sitting with me in the studio is the Chief Executive Officer of BPAC. She has so much to tell me. We've been talking ever since we were outside the studio. Then I said, no, please come in because the mic is inside. Revati Ashok, welcome to my studio.
3 days to go.
Lovely to meet with you, Disha.
Thank you, ma'am. So we are on a very interesting website, which is BPAC's link to knowing your candidates.
Yes.
And we were just going
to... We just
through...
released it yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes.
And you were saying there are 28 constituencies. You have picked 27.
26. Actually, we had 27 constituencies. We dropped Anekal because it's largely rural.
Sure.
And our way of looking at things may not be applicable to Anekal. So we dropped that. And unfortunately, we had to drop Jayanagar because of Mr. Vijay Kumar's untimely demise. And we condole his demise.
Yes.
He was a great man. The elections there are countermanded, so we won't have that right now. So we have dropped that as well. In the Know Your Candidates, we have all the details of the candidates.
Which is very interesting, ma'am. We were on the website and I should take you guys through it. If you like the link to this website, just send me a message. Type out BPAC, BPAC to 9880935935. The website is really interesting because A, all the candidates' details have been simplified in a visual friendly format. There's a drop box. You can pick a constituency. For instance, 175 is Bommanahalli. So once you click Bommanahalli, you have the pictures and the names along with the age, education, profession, assets, liabilities, legal cases and social media details that you can look at. And there is a button on the right side for you to flip through the areas and the candidates. Now, how long did this take you, ma'am? This is a very extensive job, very easy. Once you look at this, it's a breeze to go through details. People say we don't know our candidates.
Yes. Of course, it's very, very difficult to put all this together.
Sure.
Because the names were announced only around the 28th of April, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The team had just a few days to sift through all the maze of information that was provided, which was all there in the affidavits. We had teams of young people who are passionate about politics and good governance, sifting through all of this, making sense of it. We had a team of designers working along with us to work on the
creatives,
make it presentable, easy for people to see, etc. So, and then we had a bunch of lawyers sifting through the criminal records. So you can imagine how many people are engaged in providing this.
I can imagine how much data you have.
So this election, we spoke to 3,000 people between 28th April and now. Our volunteers went across the city and spoke.
I thought I talk a lot. Your volunteers have been talking to lots and lots of people.
Yes.
And it's not just talking, it is getting...
specifics.
For people who've never heard of BPAC. So somebody's saying, what is this BPAC? And who is this lady? And she's the CEO of what? What is BPAC in a nutshell, if you had to tell us?
Okay, BPAC is a citizens group. You could be part of BPAC, yes. Disha, if
yes.
you want to be. You want to contribute some time in whatever form and manner, you could be part of BPAC.
BPAC stands for?
Bangalore Political Action Committee.
Okay.
But we are apolitical, non-partisan.
Mm.
That means we don't support any political party.
No alignment.
No alignment. We support good people. So you will see in our endorsed candidate list.
It's from
all parties.
Parties.
We are looking at people who are responding to good development in their constituency.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.